in a sense, Beau had never actually really been, which had been a place where people came to shelter from the war. He wasn't actually at the centre of it, of the fighting, although it was actually attacked. But I mean, all the people of Beau resisted the attack. I mean, it was quite, everybody was quite clear that they had actually stood up to it, that they had stayed together. And there was a great sense of solidarity there. I did, of course, well, I was working with Beau Howell, but I mean, we did have quite a, you know, we had very, very good sessions with Beau Howell, and they also looked after us very well. And they, we had a, you know, we worked out really that the things which I was working to do were things that they were very interested in doing too. And I did save some money at the end of all this to actually try to, because we had that they already had the community center in mind, that eventually there would be some money for them to provide training for young people within that sort of work. I hope it's happened, but it was getting a bit lost because there was such a high demand for funding the actual thing. And also, I mean, I must say that one of the things I did notice, and I noticed again when I went back to Beau in 2005, was that there's quite a concentration of other people's effort on that sort of training. So it would have been possibly quite marginal anyway by the time. I think it may happen, but I don't think we've got a sort of earmarked little bit of money anymore, probably. Really. I think the things they're going to use the centre for do probably embrace all the things. There's not an earmarked bit of money probably anymore. And if there was, it would probably have been affected by all sorts of inflation and all sorts of things. I was quite pleased, actually. I mean, there was a lot of feeling that they were being done things to by the big agency. And I think what I did there was to bring something which was to them, which was what they were, to get, help them to do something rather than to be done to, you know. And I think they liked that. I mean, I think we all like that, really. And that we used to see these great big the agencies, but you know, sort of transits and things all going about, sort of not connecting with people. And, I think there is a sense they don't unite with that, you know. Because this was out of that line in the sense that I was actually raising money for a specific need. But I mean, the fact of that, I think the principle I used, which was not determining what was going to happen with the money, but to actually go and talk to people and find out what should happen and whether, in fact, what. I've done it from the beginning, really, as far as possible, that because we did have to identify things which we were likely to be helping in raising money. It's a strange situation, really, that money-raising business, because I actually combined it with the Red Cross, because I thought the Red Cross might raise money, whereas a fund for Boal, for the Sierra Leone, might be less popular. In the end, I was sorry, really, that I've done that, because the people are much more interested in raising money for Sierra Leone than for the Red Cross. But I could have raised probably twice as much, because if I would just concentrate on one charity.